your number one Degrassi news source.
I love your show.
This is Degrassi Radio.
I am Carrie, and this is Degrassi Radio. I can't speak today. Welcome anyway. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. That's why I'm tongue-tied today. Tongue-tied like crazy. Season 11 news, tons of that, plus Degrassi March Madness, Hide and Seek, Chasing Pavements, Season 10 DVD. So much I can't even breathe. Let's just get into it right now. And in honor of Season 11 and all of the massive amount of news that we received last week, all of the songs in this week's edition of Degrassi Radio, they're all Season 11 episode titles. Let's get it on right now. It's M.I.A. with Paper Planes. This is Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi episode title. Season 11.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
In the KGB, so no funny business.
Are you already are.
Your number one Degrassi news source. This is Degrassi Radio.
It is Degrassi Radio on DegrassiBlog.com. And first off, congratulations to Eli and Claire. They are the 2011 Degrassi March Madness champions. They blew away the competition without, you know, any contest throughout the entire tournament. They beat Sean and Emma in the championship round. They had 57% of the vote to Sean and Emma's 43%, which is closer than a lot of the matchups, but they still won by a couple of hundred votes. Now, looking forward to the 2012 Degrassi March Madness, I'm 100% sure that I'm going to go back to doing individual characters. I mean, we've, you know, had the influx of the new season 10 characters, plus, you know, all of these new season 11 characters could make it very interesting for a new individual character bracket. I just don't see Ellie Nash being the champion again this year. And I've got to figure out a way to rank the individual characters like 1 through 64. Like in this year's tournament, that leaked division bracket was just real extremely weak. Like Dr. Chris and Anya, there's no reason that they should have gotten as far as they did. So probably have some sort of initial pre-vote for the characters next year, and they'll all be ranked, you know, 1 through whatever. So you can expect much more even matchups all throughout the entire tournament. Now, doing a very, very quick review of the last 2 weeks' episodes, Hide and Seek Park 1 and 2. Overall, not a good episode for me. It's one of those episodes where it's going to be completely wiped from my memory as soon as I finish talking about this. It's one of those I just won't care about. You'll ask me a week from now and I'll hide and seek. I don't remember what happened except for the fact that Holly J peed her pants. That's really the only memorable thing about it. Holly J's storyline just moved way too slow for me. I get that you needed to set it up, but they just spent way too long setting it up. Her plot could have been done in 30 minutes easily. So that's why I gave it a C-. Allie's plot, I think I suffered burnout from this plot. It was not as good because they've been doing this, you know, whole plot with Allie and Sav over the last 6 episodes. And I think by the time they got to hide and seek, it started off all right, but then it loses steam at the end and just sort of everything gets wrapped up in this extremely neat bow because they, you know, they've basically given up on the storyline. The writers have. But it was still better than the Holly J plot, and that's why it gets a C+. And Wesley's plot, very disappointed. If you know me, you know that I absolutely adore Wesley. He's like the white 16-year-old version of me. So, yeah. Completely pointless. You know, this girl he's dating, completely pointless. If she's not a main character or even a secondary character in season 11, there's just really no point. I know that Spencer Van Wyk tweeted something about, you know, are you guys happy about the fact that Wesley's finally got a girlfriend? And not so much. I was hoping that he would actually date a character that's relevant. Sorry, Wes. So that's why I had to give this plot a D-. Now, coming up next, getting into the heart of season 11 news, the latest Degrassi episode titles, making sure you're up to date on those. And of course, we have an official date for the season 11 premiere of Degrassi this summer. It's coming up next. This is Degrassi Radio.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off. And I got you. If you're feeling like a pimp, nip, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Lucas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told your kid. Turn up your shoulders. I'm probably over to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the law and gripping my balls. Said the ladies they love me. From the bleachers they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing. They like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating. Off the track that I'm making. But all the hustlers they love it just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the pops. London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I can run it back, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on. If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. Position in the kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a rover. Trying to stretch out the booker like a wrestler. Yes, sir. Keep the heck of the close. You know them smokers are tension, but like 52 cards went out. I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out. Now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out. Remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss. Spit cards at C on the sleeve. After 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I play the grip for the jeans. Plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels. I'm a grown-up for real. Chief, feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid.
and my beautiful beat in the back of that back. I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at them. Get of that black. I drop that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, ask about me from bricks to billboards. The Grammys, the O's, the opposite. Off and in, you got a parting chain for selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too. Go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. Turn up your shoulders. Now tuned into the greatest.
Degrassi Radio.
That was Jay-Z, Dirt Off Your Shoulder on Degrassi Radio. After years and years and years of all of the episode titles being named after 80 songs, it's really weird to have one of the episode titles named after a rap song. Oh, and by the way, Dirt Off Your Shoulder is going to be one of the episodes that airs this summer during Degrassi's summer block. We got an official air date. We've got an official season premiere date for season 11. It is Monday, July 18th. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. Monday, July 18th is when season 11 of Degrassi begins. They're going to be doing it for 7 weeks over the summer, seven straight weeks of nonstop episodes. And here's how it's going to go down. It's going to be similar to the way they did The Boiling Point last year. We're going to get four new episodes a week. One episode airs every night, Monday through Thursdays. There is no brand new episode on Fridays, by the way. And this will go on from Monday, July 18th until Thursday, September 1st. So basically, we get 2 months of new Degrassi episodes. Now, after September 1st, we can all assume that they're going to take a month off, so we'll have no new episodes in the rest of September, and they'll probably return to their weekly Friday night format, either on Friday, October 7th or October 14th. Now for the updated list of Degrassi episode titles that we have so far, starting at the very top, Love Game, What's My Age Again, Idiotech, Cry Me a River, Dirt Off Your Shoulder, Paper Planes, and Should Have Said No. And I'm sure that as they go through the, you know, Degrassi read-throughs, that Stephen Stone will be casually tweeting the rest of the Degrassi episode. So make sure you have his Twitter in your favorite somewhere. It's twitter.com/Stephen Stone. Now up next, we've heard there's four new characters coming to Degrassi in season 11. We know three of the actors have already been cast. You will meet them next on Degrassi Radio.
Degrassi episode title, season 11.
You were my sun. You were my earth. I loved you, no. So you took a chance and made up a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down, no.
You don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from you. There's just no chance with you and me. There'll never be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. When can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Said. It wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've forgotten.
dishonesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I'm
drowned up from him. Now there's just no chance.
You and me.
You'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me a rhythm. Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know. I'm drowned out from him. Now there's just no chance.
You and me.
You'll never be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
This is Degrassi Radio.
No Mo, man. I'm saying that because we don't know who the heck Mo is yet, but we do know the actors who are going to be playing the other three new characters that will be introduced to Degrassi in season 11. First off, Justin Kelly is going to be playing Jake Martin, and Jake tells it like it is and tries not to break too many hearts in the process. We also have Chloe Rose. She's going to be playing Katie Matlin, a fresh-faced athlete who plays hard on the field but is soft when it comes to matters of the heart. And last but not least is Christine Prosperi playing Imogen Marino, a character that's anything but boring, but she constantly fears her one big secret could be exposed to the entire school. Now, as you all know, a lot of the cast members are on Twitter. There are a few who, you know, they're never going to join Twitter. It's Jamil French and Charlotte Arnold. Probably will never even create a Facebook, for that matter. But two of these new Degrassi actors are on Twitter as we speak. Justin Kelly, his Twitter account is just Kelly, and Chloe Rose, her Twitter handle is ChloeRose4. Christine does not have a Twitter as of yet. But get on there and give them a warm welcome from the Degrassi fan world. They're going to be shaking things up, especially potentially Jake, because TV Addict has reported there could be some Jake-Claire action going on. They're reporting that there's some sort of childhood connection between Jake and Claire, and, you know, it's a friendship, in quotey fingers, that Jake's meddlesome parents seem to be very keen on having them rekindle. Plus, there's also talk of possibly Eli and Imogen doing some sort of crazy love things as well. So, is this the end of Eclair? Will the Eclair fan base just their heads collectively explode at once? My initial thoughts are, not really, because I've noticed that a lot of people on Twitter, you know, at first it's like, you know, Eclair forever, yay! But, you know, with Jake coming in, it's now suddenly Cake forever, yay! Oh, how our minds change so quickly. It is Degrassi Radio, and coming up next, Season 10 DVD news. It's great news for Canadians. Plus a preview of Chasing Pavements and what's coming up on Degrassi Talks later on this week.
Degrassi episode title, Season 11.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on the TV, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still wanna lose my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Season 10 is not officially over as of yet, but there is talk about the Season 10 DVD. The good news, it is being released on May 17th. The bad news, it's only being released in Canada. Alliance Films, they are the company that distributes the Degrassi DVDs in Canada. They plan to release the first 24 episodes of Season 10 on May 17th. Now, there's no word yet on when these will be released in the U.S. because the American distributor, Echo Bridge Entertainment, they've not made any sort of announcement yet. But I'm going to assume that they're going to do the same thing, and that's release the first 24 episodes as one box set, and then release the second half of Season 10 at a later date. But if you're in Canada, or if you're an American who's impatient, you can go to the Canadian Amazon site. You can order the Canadian DVD through their website. Now, looking forward to this week's episode, Chasing Pavements, Part 1. Fiona gets out of rehab, but her newfound sobriety is at risk when she realizes she must face Bobby in court. Elsewhere, Allie is happy to return to school and sees an opportunity to redeem herself, and Anya clashes with Owen in CPR class. Now, right off the bat, the Allie plot, I'm just like, really? We've had 6 straight episodes of Allie stuff. This is worse than Season 4 Craig craziness. And the Anya Owen plot seems, I'm actually sort of interested to see this. I mean, you have Anya, this sweet little girl, and you have Owen, this guy who we only know as a bully, and they're going to go up against each other. Very interested to see how they interact with each other. But also, you know, what happens in part 2 when Owen's heartfelt apology touches Anya. No, I don't think there's going to be any romance. It's just going to be a fun, refreshing plot to watch. As for the Fiona plot, it's about time that Fiona and Bobby meet once again, this time in the court of law. And I'm surprised that the people that were upset about there being no Fathom action in the Teen Nick promos, like, I'm thinking, really? There's the main plot really isn't about Fathom. Like, they're more, they would be more of a side plot. And based on the last 2 promos that I've seen, is Fathom even relevant, given the fact that Fiona's a lesbian and she's climbing into Holly J's bed and sticking her tongue down Holly J's throat? I mean, hell, Fathom is over before they can even begin, it looks like. Crazy. But part one of Chasing Pavements airs this Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, and then you get part two on Friday, April 1st. Now go to DegrassiBlog.com because we have a link to the Degrassi promo picks for Chasing Pavements Part 1. You can also read my review of the episode Hide and Seek from last week. And of course, see the complete Degrassi March Madness bracket where Eclair just dominated everyone. Oh, and yeah, one more thing before I go. Make sure you check out the Degrassi podcast, Degrassi Talks. It's Aaron, Ashley, and Bianca from DegrassiFans.com. This week, they're going to be talking about the Season 11 news, plus the new Degrassi cast members, and talking about the upcoming Degrassi episodes. And they have a guest co-host for this week's episode. It's a superstar Degrassi fan tweeter, Heather Poulette. If you don't know who she is, she's pretty awesome. She's one of the great Degrassi fans who tweets nonstop about our favorite show. So check her out on Twitter. It's twitter.com/HeatherPoulette. I'm Carrie. This has been Degrassi Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and peace, love, Eli dies, DegrassiBlog.com.
Get the latest Degrassi news at DegrassiBlog.com.